tersisa di sunyi malam, lamunan memanjang setelah letih kehidupan. Ku coba pejamkan mata, tetap ku terjaga melewati hampa. Seketika kepalaku berputar seperti mesin waktu. Pergulangan yang tak perlu mencoba mengerti masa lalu.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today. Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Republic Indonesia government allocates 62.5 billion rupiah for trans migrants' land rights. Deputy Minister asked new civil servants to preserve integrity. And now the news in details. The Ministry of Transmigration has allocated 62.5 billion rupiah for the Trans Studentas program this year, aiming to expedite the issuance of land ownership rights for trans migrants. Minister of Transmigration M. Iftitah Sulaiman Suryanagara stated that the initiative is designed to offer legal certainty over land ownership for trans migrants and address a range of land issues in transmigration areas. And the next news. Deputy Minister for the Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers, Christina Ariani, has urged civil servants candidates from her ministry to uphold integrity and use social media wisely. The event took place at the ministry's office here on Monday, where she expressed the hope that the new civil servants, including those placed with the head office and the Indonesian Migrant Workers Protection and Service Agency in the regions, will uphold integrity, remain resilient, and not get involved in corruption. And that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hello, Voice listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Indonesia Today with your host Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 1 hour, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And Voice listener, in this beautiful day of Tuesday, I almost said Monday there. The beautiful day of Tuesday here, we'll be providing you with lots and lots of information where you can tune and watch from our online streaming in voinews.id. Shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, Also, our application in RRE Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And so without any further ado, for a listener, let's begin today's broadcast with a song from Anasa featuring Randy Padugo with Lost House. Only on Voice of Indonesia. Once upon a time, the angels took bath here. In the legend of the Tumenten, 9 angels descended from the heaven to a pond. They took a bath in a pond belonging to Mama Nua, a young father. Mama Nua fell in love. One of the angels, Lumalulu, became his wife. From the fated 2 worlds, her child was born. But one day, Mama Nua make a mistake that forced Lumalundung to return to heaven.
The angel said, "Should the child want to meet her, Mama Nua must bring the child across the forest, river, and mountain, with the sun guiding their path. Lumalundung will be waiting at the end of the journey." Then Mama Nua and his child took the journey until the small family was reunited in the castle of the angels. The legend of the Tutumenden ended happily ever after. And that was the story of the most beautiful place that the angels picked, Likupang. One hour away from Manado, this coastal city left a strong impression on first-timers. The people are slow living here. Nobody is in a rush. Everybody follows their own beat. And of course, the majestic landscape. Find the warm and embracing sunrise at Larata Hill, where the light reveals the beauty of North Minahasa. Hidden behind the hills and lines of trees are the beautiful beaches of Likupang. The fresh air, the clear sky, the white sand, and the pristine water. No one can deny its temptation. Pulisan Beach is a must-see spot in Likupang. It welcomes both the calm with the trees and the adventurers with boats, taking them to some hidden gems around Pulisan. Thank you. Then the darkening and yet golden sky is not the death of its beauty. The sunset in Likupang will show you its final glory once more before the night falls. That's the beauty of Likupang. Away from noises, anxiety, and deadlines. But believe me, it's always close to your heart. Come to Likupang. Come to your true home.
Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, you know that forest and land fires have become a serious issue in Indonesia with significant impacts on the environment and public health. In this case, Pekanbaru, the capital of Riau province on Sumatra Island, is one of the regions most affected by these fires. And the area, known for its vast tropical forest and peatlands, is particularly vulnerable to fires caused by land clearing activities. And today, we'll discuss how monitoring and oversight of forests and also land fires, which are conducted in Riau, the systems built for monitoring, and of course that the community can play a role in addressing this problem. And to answer this, let's join the interview with Head of Dumai Sub-Regional Police, Police Superintendent Hardinata Esika MM. Good morning, Pak Hardi.
Good morning.
With me, Ahmad Faisal, in the studio, Pak Hardi.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Faisal.
Okay, how are you? How are you today, Pak Hardi?
I'm great, thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, first of all, I would like to say thank you very much for your time and attention, Pak Hardi, to join the special interview.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Well, in Pekanbaru, Pahardi, and also Riau province, actually, how is the monitoring and oversight of forests and land fires effectively carried out?
We have several steps that we can use to monitor and supervise the forests and fires in Pekanbaru, mm-hmm. in Riau province, such as use the satellite technology and satellite imagery. And then we can also use the early warning system. It's still based on satellite-based early warning system. Mm-hmm. And then we use some ground patrols for the forest. And we also have a collaboration with related agencies such as military, government, and disaster management agency like BPBD, perhaps we in Indonesia said. And also we have strengthened the law enforcement.
Okay. Well, Pak Hardi, specifically what systems have been established in Pekanbaru and Riau to monitor potential forest and land fires early on?
We in Polda Riau, we have a special system, we call it Dashboard Lancang Kuning. Mm-hmm. This is an early monitoring system that can seize the fire point in every forest in Riau.
So this system really, the system is always, like such as like updated, yeah, updated pa hardly every year, maybe.
Yes, it is real time. It's a real time system that we can monitor the all of the fire spot in every forest in Riau.
Wow, really excellent, Pak Hardy, system.
Yes, it called dashboard lancang kuning.
Okay, well, talking about the step, Pak Hardy, actually, what steps are being taken in Pekanbaru and also Riau to raise a public awareness and also encourage local communities to help protect forests and land fires from this?
We can say we also use several steps. Mm-hmm. First one is we have to put the public awareness and education. And in here, we work with some NGOs and also government, mm-hmm, to conduct awareness campaigns and educational initiatives about the dangers of the danger and environmental health of impact, mm-hmm, of forest and land fires. And then we also train some local farmers, mm-hmm, and we have local communities to teach them how to zero burning agricultural methods. So we don't use any burning forest anymore, mm-hmm, to open the new land for agricultural. And then we also collaboration with some private sectors, mm-hmm, and we use the application, we applicate the technology such as that I said before, dashboard lancang kuning, and also we strengthen the law enforcement to engage in illegal forest and land burning. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Pak Hardy, do you also involve academicians maybe or student universities?
Right now, me?
Yeah. Do you also?
We also use the student for the preventing the forest burning.
Okay, it means like maybe such research or so analysis maybe from academicians maybe?
Pardon?
Academicians, research or analysis from academicians.
Yes, we call it community participation in monitoring, yes. Mm.
So this included to this, Pak Hardy?
Yes, this is included then.
Okay, so still, Pak Hardy, talking about the impact, Pak Hardy, actually, or factors, yeah. Actually, what factors have made forest and land fires in Pekanbaru and also Riau harder to control in recent years?
We have several factors. Mm-hmm. Perhaps the first one is the climate exchange, perhaps, yeah. The climate exchange is so rapidly right now. And then burning in land clearing. Burning land clearing for large-scale plantation companies, mm-hmm, and perhaps small-scale farmers, they usually use burning for land and clearing, and it often causing the fire and spread uncontrolled. And then we can say the third factor is the limited firefighting resource. Mm-hmm. We can say it also the weakness in law enforcement and social and economic factors, because burning in opening the new land is very cheap for them, for the new farmer. So they usually use this method to open the new farm.
Okay. Pak Hardy, do you also gather such stakeholders and even including academicians, student universities, and even many parties in this case to gather or in one place in order to discuss this every year, Pak Hardy?
Yes, we have annually meeting. You talking and discuss about this case, mm-hmm, because we can say that land fires in Riau is a very major, it's very huge issue, because it happened in every year in Riau. That's why I said before, this is like social problems. Mm-hmm. Yeah, social problems, because they usually use the method of burning land to open the new farm.
Okay. So, Pak Hardy, talking about the impact actually as the forest and also land fires actually to the local communities in Pekanbaru and also in Riau, how can they become more actively involved in the prevention, Pak Hardy?
Pardon? It's not disruptive.
How can they become more actively involved in the prevention?
More actively in prevention, it's not clear because your voice is...
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I mean, the people and also including academicians or the parties, yeah, or stakeholders, yeah.
Okay.
Talking about the impact, what the prevention, Pak Hardy, about their awareness?
The prevention of them?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Probably we can say that we can use the hello.
Okay, Pardi, what about capacity building, Pardi? Such training or teaching or training or capacity building for process for the people. I mean, do they also?
I can't hear your voice. No, I cannot hear your voice.
Okay. I mean, is there also such a training, Pardi? Training or capacity building for the people so that they really aware, they have such awareness in preventing about these forest and land fires?
Ah, yes. I think we have some training for mm-hmm. them. Yeah, we have some training for them. We can say that we have some training such as fire training
mm-hmm.
to prevent the fire make spread, and then we try to have them the psychosocial, perhaps?
Psychosocial, okay.
So psychosocial capacity building.
Mm-hmm.
After we train the simulation and field training in fire, and then we have to train the psychosocial capacity building, because it's maintain the mental for our people in field to work under extremely and stressful condition dealing with fire.
Okay, last question, Pak Hardy. The last question. So what is your expectation, Pak Hardy, for stakeholders, including police, also academician, and people there, also parties there, Pak Hardy?
Yes, we need more. We need more time, and we need more people to think about this fire problem. Because this fire problem is not only dealing with police; it's also all of the society. That's why we need. We really need to more. Party, more government, to more involved in this fire problems.
All right. Thank you very much, Pak Hardy, for your time and also attention to join our special interview today.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Pak Hardy. Well, listener, that's our special interview with Head of Dumai Subregional Police Superintendent Hardy Nata SIK MM. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned at www.voinews.id. Thank you, Pak Hardy.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Cari-cari di mana, oh dirimu. Berhari-hari tak kunjung ku bertemu. Sinar mentari hanya tersipu malu. Bulan purnama membisu. Ku lari-lari waktu, berhari-hari memikirkan dirimu. Ku hibur diri menangguh tempo dulu. Setiap saat ku merindu.
Thank you so much for listening, for accompanying me in this 1 hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because after this, Voice of Indonesia will still be here accompanying you for the next hours in Indonesia Today. And don't forget to send your messages through our social media. Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia. Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in VOIListeners@gmail.com, and also our WhatsApp number and +62 821 2381 2130. Thank you so much for your listener. My name is Ray, and always stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And please enjoy our feature, Ikan Belida.
The city's size reaches 102.47 square kilometers, with average height of 8 meters above the sea level. Palembang lies in a quite strategic location as it passes through the main road or Lintas Sumatra that connects areas on Sumatra Island. In addition, Palembang also has Musi River and Ampera Bridge that function as the means of transportation and interregional trade. Climate in Palembang is tropical, with rainfall ranging from 2,000 mm to 3,000 mm per year. Air humidity ranges from 75 to 89% with sun illumination of 45%. Soil topography is relatively superficial and low. Most of lands there, which are 0 to 20 meters above the sea level, are marshy, that they are flooded in the rainy season. Palembang people belong to Malay ethnic group and use Malay language with local dialect that is now known as Palembang language. Local people generally use Palembang language as daily language. Besides, natives, non-natives from Java, Minangkabau, Madura, Bugis, and Banjar, as well as descendants from China, Arab, and India, also live in Palembang. Listener, do you know there's an interesting thing from Palembang, which is its special traditional food? Pempek or fish cake.
Pempek kapal selam terkenal di mana-mana. Kalau makan sama cuka, alangkah lemak rasanya.
The interesting thing from Palembang is its typical traditional food, which is pempek. What is pempek? Palembang has a quite big number of Chinese communities. Foods like pempek or tekwan or soup with sago flour fish balls made from fish leave strong Chinese taste among Palembang people. Pempek is Palembang traditional food that has been popular all over Indonesia, with the local freshwater fish ikan belida and sago as the basic ingredients. Palembang people have successfully developed the basic ingredients into various kinds of pempek by varying fillings and other additional ingredients like chicken eggs, fish shell, and tahu or tofu. Various kinds of pempek in Palembang include pempek kapal selam, pempek lenjer, and so on. Palembang people usually eat pempek with blackish thick sauce made from boiled brown sugar, chili, and fried shrimp. The sauce is commonly called cuko or vinegar sauce. Here is the explanation of the Head of Information Division at Palembang Tourism Service, RM Husni, about pempek.
Pempek itu asal katanya apek-apek.
Pempek derives from the word apek-apek. Chinese people call it so. They were newly arrived in Chinese in Indonesia, and male Chinese with pigtail that rode becak or pedicab. While Palembang, big people became errands. When people wanted to eat, they just asked them to buy or make food.
At first, Palembang people made food for consumption instead of for business like Chinese people wanted. First, pempek was made in Sepuluhulu, Palembang. Do you know that the basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish?
Mm-hmm.
Melida fish, the basic ingredients of pempek. This is what was explained by the head of information section at Palembang Tourism Service, RM Husni.
Ikan Melida itu ikan yang nomor satu.
Well, Melida fish is number one because the fish is special for pempek. Pempek is made from sago, garama. The fish is Melida or Melido in Palembang language.
The basic ingredient of pempek is Melida fish. According to people in South Sumatra, Melida means a creature which is good at diplomacy. It consists of word, namely bi meaning to have and lida meaning tongue, to have a way with words. Melida fish, an Indonesian language, is also called lopis or belido. And how are the characteristics of Melida fish, which is considered rare, threatened, and barely found in Musi River?
Ke mulut matonyo mejem mertuo lewat masih ditelen kecil keras sudah biasa asak bae iwaknyo teraso digoreng pake minyak kelapa jadi nambah lemak rasonyo. Jangan lalu po, kawak balik oleh-olehnya.
listener. Bladderfish has a medium size. Maximum length is 100 cm and average weight is a half to 1 kg. In the natural habitat, it can be 2 to 4 kg. Its body shape is flat with small head and its nape looks bent over. Upper jaw is far from eyes. Small scales cover its body. Scales in its back are gray and in the front one are silverish white. In the sides of the scales there are white circles like black balls surrounded by white circles. This is the explanation of Siddhartha Gautama from Palembang General Waters Fisheries Research Agency about Belida fish.
Belida fish has eggs with quite big diameters, and the number of eggs is not many like other fish. For instance, arowana or freshwater decorative fish has rather big eggs that the number of eggs produced is small. Some say if fish has quite big eggs, the number of eggs would be few. So Belida fish may be one of them.
Siddhartha Gautama from General Waters Fisheries Research Agency also explained that Belida fish is now rare and threatened to extinct. Siddhartha added things that cause Belida fish in the brink of extinction and no longer found in Musi River.
It is true that Belida fish is rare and hard to get. So it is impossible to use it to make pempek in Palembang. It is now substituted with other fish.
Siddhartha Gautama from the General Waters Fishery Research Agency added, though Belida fish is hard to find, one day it may emerge again in Palembang.
It is hard to find indeed, but it can be found in Kalimantan or Riau, so it does not totally extinct. In other places, there is a chance for cultivation.
Well, listener, how do people in Palembang substitute the basic ingredient of Belida fish that is about to extinct? With the rareness of Belida fish, people in Palembang use other fish to substitute the basic ingredient of pempek. Here is the statement of the head of information section at Palembang Tourism Service, RM Husni.
Now people in Palembang no longer use Belida fish or putak, but gabus freshwater fish or ikan delek in Palembang language. It is called so because it can flow. Gabus fish on the sea is tenggiri fish or Spanish mackerel.
Do people think about the substitution of the basic ingredient of pempek from Belida fish to gabus fish? Hendri, Palembang local resident, made the following statement.
To me, gabus fish is more delicious than Belida fish.
Belida fish is considered to extinct in Palembang only. All people hold Belida fish in other areas will not extinct, so that the next generation can still see Belida fish, which is called old fish by most of Palembang people. People can also still taste the delicious typical foods from Palembang, namely pempek, or fish cake without worrying the existence of pellida fish as the basic ingredient of pempek because other kinds of fish are equally delicious. Pleasure is not eternal. My lovely pempek, my poor pellida.
Joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRNN.
Aku mengerti perjalanan hidup yang kini kau lalui. Ku berharap meski berat kau tak merasa sendiri. Kau telah berjuang menaklukkan hari-harimu yang tak mudah. Biar ku menemanimu membasuh lelahmu. Izinkan ku lukis senja mengukir namamu di sana. Mendengar kamu bercerita menangis tertawa. Biar ku lukis malam bawa kamu bintang-bintang untuk temanimu yang terluka hingga kau bahagia. Aku di sini walau lagi coba lagi jangan berhenti. Meski berat kau tak merasa sendiri. Kau telah berjuang menaklukkan hari-harimu yang tak indah. Biar ku menemanimu membasuh lelahmu. Izinkan ku lukis senja cerita menangis tertawa. Biar ku lukis malam bawa kamu bintang-bintang untuk temanimu yang terluka hingga kau bahagia. Izinkan ku lukis senja mengukir namamu di sana. Mendengar kamu bercerita menangis tertawa. Biar ku lukis malam bawa kamu bintang-bintang untuk temanimu yang terluka hingga kau bahagia. Untuk temanimu yang terluka hingga kau bahagia.
Yeah.